This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So, Tyler, that's my lead in to ask you what it was like watching the team you love and won a Stanley Cup with get pounded last night, and a lack of effort and horrible goaltending and all those things adding up to a 6-1 loss.
And I, when you say pounded, they got pounded, you know, and being a former player and playing with emotion and having that hatred for Philadelphia, I don't even care about the score. I just hate the non-hitting, the non-getting pissed off when you're down by 3 goals. Like, that's,
they just accepted that they were getting smoked, Tyler. They just seemed to accept it.
They said, thank you, sir. May I have another, basically.
Well, even you hear the other team, you know, there's clips of the other team, and they're just like, that was a cakewalk. Like, that was, you know, once we got up, we had our way with them, boys. Like, that's what Sean Couturier, their captain, says, hey, boys, we had our way with the Penguins tonight. It was a good game, easy game. Boys had some good nights. And it's like, when their captain says they had their way with the Pittsburgh Penguins, like, I'm ready to throw my phone through the window, you know, because that's like, that's the most frustrating thing, especially against Philadelphia. And I don't get it. Like, probably the craziest and the most hockey thing I learned growing up and playing in the Pittsburgh Penguin organization, this was from Wilkes-Barre, from guys that were players, they're like, no. If you're a third, fourth line guy or a fifth and sixth defenseman and a team's up by 3 goals, you're fighting someone. You're running someone absolutely through. You're trying to put them in the third row, you know. And last night, they're up by 5 goals and we don't even see a hit. I don't even know what to say. You know, like, I know the
Does that reflect on the coach, TK, or is it on the player? Like, you say something like that, and I can hear, like, the genuine disgust and frustration in your voice. Is that something that you personally would say the players have to handle themselves, or is that something that does reflect on the coach to some extent if the team handles getting throttled the way that they did?
It's both, right? It's like, if Sully doesn't take half the lineup or change the lineup and put a tough guy in there and maybe sit a star and wake the team up or do something, like, it's on everyone, you know? Like, it's on Kyle Dubas. It's on Mike Sullivan. It's on the Penguin players. Like, it's just not on one guy. Like, I don't know. I'd be interested. Like, I wish I was in that dressing room to see how it had, you know, how the speech went after the game, because, you know, Mary Lemieux had his fantasy camp, and I was talking to Ryan Malone, and he was talking about this because we were watching the game. He goes, you know what, TK, when I went into the room and Mary was playing, I played my I played for Logo, but I respected Mario so much that I would go through the wall. And it's like I'm calling out the guys that are young on that team. You have a generational player, a guy like Sidney Crosby, and you're not doing anything. Like, it's a shame, you know. And like, who's going to set the tone? Like, who's going to set the tone on that team? You know, like, again, you have Sidney Crosby. He went to four nations. He went to, like, pretty much, he played on the best team Canada had, right? And every guy on the team, their hero was Sidney Crosby. And then he comes back to his own team, and he's not, like, respected like that. It's, like, crazy. It's like, guys, you got to play for that guy. You know, you got to play for Sid. And that's, it's frustrating, man. It's real frustrating because, like, I love the Penguins. I love Sidney Crosby. I love those guys. But it's like, boys, we got to get going. And I know it's a transition. I know where we're at. You know, we can't win all the time. But at least make it a little entertaining. You know, make it like you have dog.
TK, it sounds like it doesn't resemble at all the Penguins you played on. It's just like you're saying it's not the franchise I knew and that I was part of is what you're really saying.
It's different, you know. And obviously the game's different, boys. Like, the game's changed a lot. Like, the hatred in games, there isn't that much. But there is some. Like, you play a Florida Panthers and a Tampa Bay Lightning, like, you know there's going to be some fireworks, you know. And, like, I swear, like, if I was behind the bench, I'd be going bananas on my players, you know. And that's, like, maybe, I don't know. But, like, I just know that, like, going back to the bench or, like, having a coach whisper in my ear going, hey, we need a change of tone in the game. I knew what that meant, you know? And it's like, half the time you didn't even have to tell guys. Players would tell each other, you know? And seeing the team and, like, you know, Sully's got to be frustrated, right? Like, he's got to be losing. As Sid, I feel bad for him. Like, I don't think they can trade Raquel or Rust because you got to keep him happy. That's like, you know, like, if you're losing, at least try to keep your star player, your generation, the guy that won three cups and has been such a bright spot for hockey and grew hockey in Pittsburgh. You got to keep him happy, right?
How about Carlson, Tyler? Would you like to drive him to his next destination?
You know what? Like, we knew what we were getting with him. Like,
you said it before anybody else. You said to us, the guy's not a winner, and guess what? You're right.
Well, that's true, you know, and, like, the one thing, like, you know, again, that's why I love, like, Mario's Fantasy Camp, because you talk to other hockey players that think alike, and even, like, some of, like, you know, talking about Tanger, like, what makes Tanger a winner is because he's hard to play against. You know, he's offensive, but, like, in his own end, like, he's going to put you through the wall. He's not going to just stand on the side of the net, you know, and not bang someone over. Like, it's got to change, guys. And when I see, yes, yesterday, it was not a good game. You want to flip the book. You don't want to change the, you know, flip the page as fast as possible. But against the Washington Capitals, in the New York Rangers, they scored all their goals where? Inside our house. Inside that front of the net. None of them, it's so easy to go there now with the Penguins. It sucks. You know, it's easy for other teams. And it's like, it sucks for us, and it's great for them. Like, when they played the Washington Capitals, Tom Wilson wasn't touched in front of the net.
That's what P.K. Subban said. He's like, what are we doing here? We got two guys in there. They're not even breathing on them.
Not even breathing on them, you know? And, like, guys, like, I know, like, we're not making playoffs. Like, you're fighting for your next contract because you know Kyle Dubas is going to be switching a lot of things up. When you lose like that, there's changes coming, and they're coming quick. And you want to be the guy at the end of the year in that meeting going, well, I fought this guy. I put it all on the line. You don't want to be like, hey, look at your highlight reel. You didn't do much, you know? So it's tough to watch, and, you know, it's being a former player, like, I'm prideful to be a former Pittsburgh Penguin. You know, I even put the jersey on it the camp, and I feel that pride. You know, there's that standard, you know, and it's tough to see right now. And I know it's not going to, like, you know, you look around the league, when you win as much as the Penguins do, you know it's going to get dark. But we want to see some compete, you know, some dog in those boys, you know, because they have it. It's just like, we got to get it going here, boys. We can't just lay down. Like, let's go here.
Tyler Kennedy on what was a horrible night for the Penguins last night in Philly. Wants to see a little bit more pride and guts from this team, and I agree. Tyler, we'll talk again next week. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.